Today in Health IT, we're going to talk about the value of getting something started. It's Friday. I just ramble about some things that are going on in my head and how they relate to your healthcare journey and your health IT department. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, notable ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Not today, but most days, we cover the news. Thisweekhealth.com/news is a service that we've designed just for you, curated stories that we select that we feel will help you to get a jump. I listened to Jamie Dimon, gave a 15-minute interview to the Wall Street Journal, and he wakes up every morning at 4:30 and reads four newspapers. He reads the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, and one other, Washington Post. He peruses the Washington Post. He reads those four things in order to be ahead of the curve of what's going on. This is your way of getting ahead of the curve. Just take a look at the stories that Drex and I and a player to be named later, as well as you can contribute as well if you'd like to these stories. Just click on Become a Contributor at the top of the page. There you go, thisweekhealth.com/news. One last thing, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for daily or weekly discussions on the topics that are relevant to you and the industry. This is a form of mentoring. Have those discussions. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, today we're going to talk about the value of getting something started. It's interesting because a blank white paper is hard for people. Like, where do I start? What do I put on? It's why we love the internet. It's why we love ChatGPT. In fact, it's like, hey, help me with the first draft of this. A lot of people like that. Some people don't like it because they're like, oh my gosh, it's just now I've got to read that and I'm editing that and whatnot. But regardless, it is harder to start something from nothing than it is to actually correct something or move it farther down the field. And I'm not talking about turnarounds at this point. When things are completely out of control, that's a whole nother ball game. I'm just talking about the value of getting something started at this point. It's amazing to me the number of people I have conversations with and they say, I want to do what you do. I say, great, record a podcast. And they're like, I want to do that. I got to do some research. I said, look, I'll tell you, the most valuable thing somebody said to me is just record a podcast. So the first thing I did is I grabbed my phone. And I think I went to the JP Morgan conference. I grabbed my phone and I said, all right, here are my notes. I'm just going to read my notes into it. If you go back and listen to that first podcast on this, not on the other channel, on the conference channel, it's bad. I listened to it and it's bad. But the good news is it got us started. It got something off the ground. It got me like, hey, every Friday I'm going to do this, put a marker in the ground and get it going. We came up with something. We didn't come up with it. It's a principle that others have given me, which is essentially crappy first draft. And I give my team permission to do that crappy first draft. And it's look, just get something out there. Like just do anything. It could be a technical project. It can be a creative project. Just get something out there. Drex is just starting on the show and he's putting some things together. And he's like, I'm thinking of this. I'm like, stop thinking, put something down. Just put it out there. Get feedback. People will give you feedback. Your friends will call you. They'll say, oh my gosh, what were you thinking? That's terrible. Or they'll call you up and say, that's fantastic. No one else is doing that. You'll get that feedback and then you can iterate. We have another principle, which is iterate to perfection. Don't start with perfection in mind. Iterate to perfection. That is, get better and better as you go along. And one of the areas I think we fail in healthcare IT is to get projects off the ground, period. And I've talked about this at least once before on the show, but I've been doing this for 4 years. So some of you may not have heard this. And that is one of the things that just killed me as CIO was how long it took us from the point we decided we were going to go forward with a company to the time they could actually start working with us, especially a new company. Now, if we had a company that already had existing contracts and stuff that has less friction with it, less contractual stuff, it just didn't take as long. But if we had a new company, hey, we're contracting for this new AI thing, that was a big deal. So we would have to go get legal involved. We'd have to go through the machinations and stuff. And it could be anywhere from, I don't know, at a minimum 3 months to 6 months from the time we decided, yes, we're moving forward with this until the time we signed a contract. In fact, a lot of times when we were doing an RFP or whatnot, we said, send us your contracts. Let's start the process. And that would, you know, buy us a month or 2 months because we were already working on the contract. So we were looking at things going, yeah, this isn't going to work and whatever the stipulations were going to be. We told them, hey, we're going to require this kind of indemnification. If you're not willing to do this indemnification, we're not willing to look at your product because we have to have this indemnification kind of stuff. So identify the things that are going to be showstoppers up front, put them on the table, let them look at it and say, yeah, we can't do that. Or, yep, we can figure out a way to do that. Let us start working with our team internally. Get started earlier. That's one of the things. But one of the big things we did was we created at least a two-tier, if not a three-tier. My brain's a little fuzzy on some of this stuff now because it's been 8 to 10 years ago. But I know we created at least a two-tier system for contracts. And what we did is we created, and it was based on risk, right? How much connectivity did the new entry coming into our system require? Did they require access to data? Did they require access to live data? Did they require access to not live data? Did they require access to data, but it could be synthetic data? Didn't have to be real data. And so each of those has a different level of risk associated with it. If they don't need live data, then they're not connected to our live systems, and then they can't bring our live systems down, or they can't breach our live systems, then all right, that's a different level of risk than, hey, we just need access to your backup systems, or you could even give us a little pile of data. It doesn't even have to be the whole thing that we can play with, or even better, they can work with synthetic data. So then we sat down with our legal department. We said, look, we want to create contract that we can sign very quickly, say within 30 days, because there's very little exposure to us and there's very little exposure to them. They're not putting up a lot of resources and software and that kind of stuff, and we're not putting up a lot of risk on our side. And we did. We got a contract that was pretty basic. It said, hey, you're only getting access to this kind of data and this kind of connectivity and these kinds of things, and your people have to be, and you have to sign off on these things. And we had a 30-day contract. So when we had startups and that kind of stuff, and they didn't have big legal departments, we could say, boom, hey, let's get started on something. 30 days, we can start to do something. I know we had a two-tier contract system. Obviously, you have to go through all the machinations. If they're going to connect into high risk, connect into your EHR, connect into your live data, potentially move some of your live data around and that kind of stuff, that's high risk, high exposure, a lot of resources on both sides. Yeah, you got to go through all the machinations. But what I tried to do is get them started. Get something started. Get that 30-day contract signed, get them working while we're working on the longer-term contract. How much work could we get done in those 6 months it was going to take us to do the big contract if we could break the risk down into tranches and say, look, for you to get started, either of us are going to take that much risk, and you can start getting started. And then when they hit the next roadblock and say, okay, now we need access to this, we would determine, all right, do you need the full contract done or do you need this? Are we at a stopping point, or can we continue with just adding a little bit of risk here and that kind of stuff? Or did we have to wait for the long-term large contract? Your legal departments can do this. And the reason I know this is because our legal department, when I broached this with them, they just looked at me and said, we could do anything with contracts. Like, we could do anything with words. We just have to protect our interests. We have to evaluate risk. We have to mitigate that risk. And we have to do that with contracts because we're corporate and legal entities. I give you that example to say, man, the number of people I hear that are waiting 6 and 9 months for a contract to get started is just unbelievable right now in the industry. And I'm not sure I understand why that is the case, unless I have no idea why that is the case. You're accepting it. It doesn't have to be that way, I guess what I'm saying. The other thing is when you're heading off into these huge endeavors, figuring out AI across the entire health system, figure out little things, like do something that is your crappy first draft. My team is going to start utilizing it. We're going to put a little bit of code through it in order to do an evaluation on the code, or we're going to document the code, or we're going to utilize large language models for whatever, or we're going to create a GPT. If you don't know what GPT is, it's covered in other episodes, but essentially there's small modules within the ChatGPT infrastructure. It's like little applications. Play around, get something started. When you get something started, you start to learn things. And that's the important thing. When things are in motion, you tend to learn things. When things are at a standstill, you tend to not learn nearly as much. You don't know what you don't know until you start getting into it. So allow people to do a crappy first draft. Allow people to try to solve the problem of a stasis within your organization. And they can solve that problem by looking at it a little differently and saying, hey, why do we need the large contract? And is there a way to start and step into some of these projects so that we can make progress while we're working out that 6-month gnarly contract? And they are. I get it. I understand why it takes so long. But there are steps you can do to get started and get things off the ground today. All right, that's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Notable, ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.